So, my friend Rachel, Rachel Smith, is embarking on a little project here. She's going to enter the Chico Bodybuilding Figure and Fitness Contest, which is happening over at Chico State end of May. The reason I'm interested in this, and I think you will be too, is that she's just like you. She's a mom. She's got, I think, four kids. Mid-30s, I think, full-time job, in the process of planning her wedding. Did I get all of that correct, Rachel?
Yeah, that's about right, Mike.
There's your bio right there.
Good intro.
So, first thing I got to ask you about, Chico Bodybuilding Figure Fitness Contest, what division are you competing in?
So I'm competing in the bikini division. There are multiple divisions for women. There's the bodybuilding, there's physique, there's figure, and then there's bikini. So I'm starting off with the bikini this year.
Okay, now I got to ask you, which came first, the idea that you wanted to get in shape or the idea that you wanted to do the competition, and to do that, I need to get in shape?
Well, definitely the getting in shape came first. I've been kind of focusing my life on fitness the past couple of years, and a coworker of mine suggested that we do the Chico bodybuilding competition together a few months ago, and my initial reaction was, you're crazy. I mean, for goodness sakes, I'm a 30-something who would be on stage with a bunch of 20-somethings. You know, I'm a
right.
mom of not only one child, but multiple children, so my body is definitely no shortage of imperfections.
Well, now, let me stop you real quick here. We hear so much about body image issues with women. You're not one of them, are you? Or are you? Did you have a little concern?
You know, I definitely know that there's areas of my body that aren't perfect. You know, I'm a woman, and of course that I try not to focus on them, but you know, you can do what you can with your body and you can shape it as much as you can, you know, short of plastic surgery. There's things that you just can't change, and you can either embrace it or you can dwell on it, and I've chosen to embrace it.
So now, why are you doing this whole thing?
Well, you know, after I thought she was crazy, I started researching it a little more, and the more I started looking into everything that goes into training for a competition like this, the more I started seeing myself and challenging myself that this could be a really cool goal for me to reach. And, you know, just like a lot of people, I have a much better chance of reaching my goals if I have a deadline. And this is definitely a good concrete deadline, and I'm all in, and I'm ready to go for it.
Fantastic. Now, I know you've got a little a Facebook page that you just kind of threw out there for me, and you want to mention what it is if somebody wants to kind of follow your progress?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a fitness Facebook page. It's called For the Love of Fitness, and it's just a place that I started a few months ago where people can go and share motivation. They can get motivation, and now I'm also posting my progress on there. So for people that, you know, have any questions on what it takes to get into one of these things, or wants just some encouragement, I really highly recommend you join. It's a good group of people.
Okay, this is Rachel Smith is with us, the Chico Bodybuilding Figure and Fitness Contest coming up at the end of May. I mean, I'm sure that a lot of the folks who are just exactly like you in your situation are going, how do you make time for this?
Well, you know, as a busy mom, I definitely don't have time for this, but I do make time. I get up really early. I'm at the gym by 3:30 in the morning. So it's, I mean, I'm an early bird like you, but I work, you know, 8 to 5, and my evenings are you know, spent cooking dinner and doing homework and spending time with my family. So I'm in bed by 8:30, but I do make sure I carve out time at least 5 to 6 days a week for that morning workout.
Okay, so now I want to ask you a little bit about the competition. And the first thing that caught my attention when you first posted it last week, I think it was, you mentioned posing classes for this fitness contest. Obviously, in addition to getting in shape, there's some technical preparation going on. I take it the posing is not necessarily natural to everybody.
Oh my gosh, no. It's not even comfortable. It's the most uncomfortable positions, but it makes your body look amazing. And you hit the nail on the head. Posing is so important with competitions. If you don't know how to pose, you could have the most amazing body in the world, and it really won't make a difference. So I've enlisted Scott Amick over at Advanced Body Dynamics. He is a really amazing posing coach, and I've got one class down and definitely a lot to go, but I've got my shoes and I've been practicing at home, and my kids think I'm hilarious, but it's all gonna work out with their help. And I'm lucky enough, I've got Freestyle Fitness, Jake Scheel over at Freestyle Fitness, and Matt Shepard at NutriShop on East Avenue. They're both sponsoring me, so they're helping me with my conditioning and my nutrition as well. So I've got a good team in place.
I want to ask you one quick question. If you could give me one little bit of posing advice, can you tell me about one thing you learned?
That I have terrible posture. You really have to stand up straight and push those shoulders back, because nobody likes to see any sort of gut when you're strutting your stuff. And gosh, there's a lot that goes into that. That could be a whole nother topic we'll have to talk about, is posing, Mike, because there's some interesting things and that you have to consider on the way people view your body when you're walking around in an itty bitty bikini.
Okay, the next thing, next time I talk to you, we'll kind of get into some of the posing things. I'll see if I can get one of my interns to sort of put the camera on me as I try some of these things out. I will not be wearing a bikini while I do it, but aww. I might try out some of these just to see how bad it hurts and how tough it is for you. So good luck with this, Rachel. I'm kind of fired up for you, and I think you're kind of an inspiration.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm excited to be embarking on this journey, and I'm excited that I get to share this with people.